Good day, everyone. Wow, it's been a long time, and not so long. I think that was just last week. Welcome to another episode of Dotag. Last week we celebrated our 20th episode, and this week we are up to our 21st episode, and we keep going. And here today with a very special guest. This person is a very important person in my life. I'm pretty sure I cannot be where I am today without this person, honestly. This person is on the show with me today, and I am happy this person is here because we are really trying to fix a time for this, and you know, here we are finally. So on the show I have my mom, Mrs. Boboye Florence. She's on the show, and I'm happy to be here. Fun fact, in our family she owns the highest educational degree in the whole of our family, surprisingly. So I'm happy she's here, and we would like to have some conversation. So mom, please introduce yourself in any way you want to. I've not done.
Good morning, everyone, or afternoon, wherever you may be hearing me. I am Boboye Florence Oluwatoyin. I am a teacher, I am a farmer, married to Pastor Boboye Isaac with three men of God.
Three men of God? What is three children? It's fine. So guys, I happen to be the last born of the house, so I have two elder brothers, and she has been the one that's been raising us, also with my dad. It's been a very interesting family, and I'm happy she's here with me today. So mom, we'll just as we have discussed, just some questions, and I would like your honest opinion about it and what you think. So basically, first question is, what was life for you when you were growing up, basically? So growing up in the sense of maybe from like your teenage age to when you maybe kind of got married, what was life like compared to the way it is right now?
Life to me then was just like normal girl that came from a polygamous house that needs to go to school, marry, give birth to children, obey my parents, serve God, and that is all what I know about life. And also, I have the aspiration of becoming a singer, and somebody that will impart life through my day-to-day actions and activities. So, actually, I love being in the church, serving the Lord, and loving people around me. So that's all.
Okay, so like you know, the way women are right now, like people of maybe age between age 20 to like 27, right, the way they behave right now and the way people behave then during your time, so what difference can you see in that sense? Do you think everything is just going in circles, or you feel like maybe there's a major difference between the way women lived their life then and the way women are living their life right now?
Anyway, things it circles around the same thing. It's only that the way we approach things now is different. Things goes the same way, because by then, at between age 22 and 27, think of having your own source of income, you think of getting married, you think of having friends, to think of making hedge in the society, or making people, you think of how people will know you. So the same things, the same thing still happen. It still circle around the same way. But the only thing is that the approach, or the way this thing is being achieved this day, is somehow different. For instance, around that age, you want to go to school. Though I would say that maybe it is earlier, this period, more than then, because by then, if you are still 20, 22, you still feel that oti dagbaju, that you can see, but you have some aspiration in you, like, because my own case, you know, it was very fast for me. I finished my secondary school at the age of 17, 18, and I had admission going to school, higher institution, College of Education. So, and when you get there are things that will challenge you around. So, the circle still is still the same thing, but the way we approach it is better. It is different this day, I wanted to say. In those days, you know, the fear of God is the number one that will grip your heart. We want to, especially if you come from a Christian background and you are a child of God, you want to love the Lord. You put God first before every other thing. So that's
okay. Well, yeah, it's actually true. The approach is totally different. The way people do things then is more very traditional in that sense, compared to now, where almost everything is moving at the get age in that sense. Mm. And yeah, it's yeah, that difference is there.
Mm. Sometimes you wait for your parents to make some decision for you, then you wait for your mentors to you wait for your pastors. If you are a child of God, if you are a member of a particular church, wait for your pastor to give you some go ahead, which is different from these days. You wait for your parents, because you know these days there are many information you get from social media even without contacting your parents. But then we wait for either our teacher, our pastor, our parents, or our brothers and sisters who are somehow older than us before we take some decisions.
Yeah, so it was like then you were more dependent, or people were more dependent on each other than now.
Yes.
Okay. That's good to know. Mom, one question. Do you miss being single?
Yes, I have to be truthful.
Okay.
Because sometimes when I think about some of the things that one would have done when you were single, and you were trying to do it. Now, you know, when you are single, there are many opportunities before you. But unfortunately, we don't see. Or maybe we don't have the understanding of it. So by the time you are now growing, you now begin to look at it. I take this type of a step when I was single, it would have been better. Or maybe if I have known better, or I have known the way I am knowing now, it would have been better. Though what keeps us going then was the fear of God. And I used to mention it, knowing God, because God gives you understanding of many things, because there are some things we do then that we just do it, maybe okan wa be, or it is Holy Spirit led, and you at the end of it all, you discover a success in it. But there are some things that you are trying to do it now. It is easier done when you are single. Like serving the Lord more. Serving the Lord more. I remember my single days that you can just travel anywhere, anytime. You want to serve the Lord. You can go for maybe village evangelism, outreach, and different things, because that is where I dwell much when I was very single. So, those are the things I miss. I can't just, and you can take decision by yourself. You can. There are many things you can do because the agility is there, the strength is there, the time is there. So, I think those are the things I miss being single.
Oh, okay. Oh, I'm on. Making decisions, I kind of relate to that making decisions at the moment, because I know there's no decision you want to make now without maybe consulting. Not talking husband, with your husband with him, yes, or even talking to us about
and
it.
And he must ratify it.
I feel you. But right now, myself, living a single life, like, I think there are some decisions that I myself make, and I feel like, okay, I think no, I don't really need to take any like permission from anybody in that sense.
Mm.
And that's because I'm still at that stage of being single.
Yes, yeah, yes. That's,
I
remember a day during the holiday at College of Education, the Elisha, you know, during the holiday, the members of the fellowship executive, most of the time, we don't go for holiday, we stay in the school for outreaches and others. After the outreach a particular time, I just made up my mind within those two few period that I was through. I said I want to go and visit my brother at Aguare. Mm. Aguare to Elisha was a very long journey then because of the bad road and others, and I've never been to the place before. So I just make up my mind and I board a bus from Elisha to, and there is no phone to even call my brother that, see, oh, my brother, I'm coming. I just know that he's teaching at Aguare. I know that he's teaching in one secondary school at Aguare. So I just took a bus and went to Ibadan. Getting to Aguare to Ibadan, I took the one going to Shaki. And when I got to Shaki, I remember the school. It told me it's one Baptist secondary school. And when I got there, I asked of him. They were in holiday. So it was people around that just led me to where my brother was living. When he saw me, he said, without telling my parents at home.
Oh.
And you know, decisions like that, I cannot dare that now.
Good. Okay. Mommy, I want to ask a question. What do you remember from like your first few days of motherhood? What were like the things that you remember from like the first few days of your motherhood? I think motherhood started from when you gave back to Godore, right? A few days of motherhood. What were the things that you remember about it?
My motherhood.
Yeah, that was when you gave back to Godore, right?
It was an exciting time. I see God in action. You know, when I was pregnant, a few days, my husband was not around. He was out of the country. So he bought me a book before he left. That was, it has to do with pregnancy and others. I was deep in looking into that book. I was reading because there was no internet. And I don't have the experience. I was very young. So I was, thank God for my mother-in-law. She stayed with me. But at a particular time when I wanted, giving birth to Ore and my children is a miracle. I was in the hospital since morning in labor. It got to around 1 o'clock in the afternoon. The baby's not forthcoming. So it was decided on me that there is going to be CS. And CS then, it was 50-50 between life and death. CS. So I have to tell God on my bed, Oluwa, Emi Atie, we did not make this this is not what we agree upon, that I'm going to give birth by CS. Help me, Lord. And the Biti Mojoko, see, there was a woman that came from the market. She was in deep labor. When I was in another room, I saw her. Immediately she got to the hospital, she just pushed and the twins came out. So I was challenged. I said, God, I have to give birth. But they took me to the where they are going to perform the surgery. When I got there, the doctor have already fixed the oxygen and other things that they are going to use. At a time, the Holy Spirit just said, "Push, this baby is coming out." The doctor was telling me, "Madam, it is not yet time to push you because you have been here. You don't have strength." I said, "I will push in Jesus' name." As I pushed, the baby just came without any surgery performed on me. So it was a miracle. In fact, the whole hospital was in case. People were just praising God, shouting. My mother-in-law was rolling on the floor. So when I saw the baby, I appreciate God. I appreciate God that a baby can come from me. I don't know that something like this can come. So I embrace the baby. I pray for him. I love him. I kiss him. I just want to be hooked with him. I love taking care of him. So it was an awesome time. It was a very good time for me. I started blessing him, telling him many things, prophet, the word of God, prophesying to his life that this is what you are going to become. And I can see some of those prophecies coming to pass in his life now.
It was
a very awesome time.
For those listening, for those that don't know, the baby they are talking about is not me, it's Oreoluwa. Probably is going to be listening to this after.
Your own too, it was a very good thing. I begin to say the miracle again.
Oh, but my own was, I think you told me that mine was at was in the sitting room or something. I think I was.
Yes, now it was in the sitting room. Or it was during if a mother crisis. So, there is no way I can go to a hospital. It was. God is awesome.
I was Bodaisha's delivery. Like, was his own also at the hospital too?
Yeah, his own was in the hospital. So, okay. You know, what happened? I was expecting him to come to, EDD days has passed. So they now put catheter on me. That's what they, so they said I should. I went to where I would do my hair. I did my hair, still carrying the thing that will rupture the membrane. So, after doing my hair that day, I went to the same hospital where I gave birth to Ori. When I got there, they just said, "Oh yeah, madam, walk a bit. The baby will come." I said, "I'm not walking again." I said, "This one is coming." The grace of God. So, as I got to the bed like this, I just pushed. The thing just come. Pooh. I said, "Daddy, you have done it again." You have done it again. It was very awesome. I just want to appreciate my mother-in-law because the woman is always, I don't know how she senses, how she knows the time I will give birth. And she has a very good mind. She will be praying and praying and praying and praying. So that day, she was there when I gave birth to Israel too. But during your own time, it was during the war. She cannot come from Israel to Ife. So we were at Ife. So, and I was busy that day. I was busy that day working because we were into this desktop publishing work then. Very, very consuming. So I was busy. I've already packed my load because I know the EDD date. My office was not too far from home then. So I've packed my load that I will take to the hospital. So, but until 6 o'clock, and the curfew them used to start by 6 in the evening. Until 6, the baby was not coming. I was seeing the sign. I was busy doing the typing job and others. I would go to the toilet, check myself, and say, until when it is maybe one minute, then I would go to the hospital because the hospital was not too far. But when it was 6, I was unable to go out again. I have to go back home. So until I cooked for Ore Israel and Tony that was living with me then. My husband was not around, he traveled. So when it was 9 in the evening, the food I cook, I was unable to eat it. So the boy, did you, if you started pushing hardly on me. I have to tell my neighbor, this is what is happening. Fortunately, I have a matron working at General Hospital then in our. She said, "Madam, why don't you?" I said, "I wanted to go, but since the thing was not coming during the day." So she now led me to another matron living in our environment then. She mm-hmm. was a retired matron. As they were talking, the woman was saying, "You will have come in the clinical," and there was the gunshot was very, very sporadic. It was very tough. So at a particular time, as they were discussing in the sitting room, she was even trying to lay the Macintosh for me to lie before then. But the baby and the placenta just came to me. All of them were just running around. Madam Kiniko, before they just. So three of them were miracles. In fact, it got me closer to God. It got me to know that our God is an ever faithful God. Just put your trust, because I have told him that every of the children that I'm going to give birth to, Oluwa Ogbodo se ni run fun mi ni, and God did it for me. When my husband came back from traveling, and I told him that, you say I gave birth, I told him, he said, "Hey, it won't be me, he only go back."
Yeah, that can be very dramatic sometimes.
God is awesome. It's mighty. And thank God for every part of your body is complete and there. No issues.
Mommy, I want to ask a question. What has been like your favorite memory of us? Your favorite memory of us, or like myself and my two other brothers, what has been like your favorite memory of us so far?
Ore's memory. God has been so awesome. Ore has been somebody that knows what he wanted to do right from when he was very young. You can't push him out. Whatever he has in mind to do when he was very young, that is what he's going to adhere to. Not his stubbornness. You will know that what this boy is adhering to are positive things. And he's been passionate from his younger time. You will see him looking at your eyes. He has that passion, feelings for people. And as well, Israel too is passionate. I don't know, maybe they inherited it from, or, you know, that's the essence of telling God. Because when you, anytime, all the thing I want you to be, I used to tell God about it. They must be loving, they must be passionate, and also because my husband and, to the glory of God, myself, that I cannot assess myself, the passion for people is always there, the emotional thing. So you can see it from the way my children behave. And, you know, despite the fact that we have many children that were living with us, because when you were growing, I have a lot of people living with me. So to even divine pay sometimes it was very difficult because you were living together. You and Victor, I can remember Victor Demi, you love each other, playing with each other, with Yinka then, and the passion is there. You don't fight. That's one thing. I have never seen a day that three of you will now begin to fight. No, I have never been this in my life. I don't know where that they were that about, or maybe that you will see late, Emi Orio. I did not see. God. I don't know why you there were. When you were growing. So, you know, at one period of time, you were late, you love each other. That's what I know. Sometimes you dear difficult things. There are some challenging things that you dare. Like, I remember the day already we want to learn how to drive. After learning
how to story.
My husband always wants to teach you everything, especially driving. But a particular day came when Ore said, let me try this thing by myself.
That story is evergreen. Oh my God. One thing I know about my dad is he taught everybody in the house, including my mom,
yes,
I had taught everybody how to drive. So
how to
easy.
Drive. Yes. Yes, my husband taught all of you. Taught me as well.
Yeah. So it's well, about the whole fighting thing. Maybe, as I said, most likely you were not maybe times when you were not there. I think I remember, and I don't really know what it was, but I'm pretty sure myself and Brazier, that's my immediate elder brother, we have fought before in the house. But I literally don't, I can't remember exactly what it was.
That to box each other.
Not really box like I was, not, of course, you know, it's bigger than me, so it was literally he overpowered me. So, but I literally did not know the reason why. But I'm pretty sure I can remember I was very angry at him at some point. But Dore, not really, but Israel, me and him, I've had constant constant dispute. Maybe if I probably have a discussion with him to try and see if I can even remember what it was. Maybe he also even remembers, but I can't kind of pinpoint. But I know it has happened, and I can see it's one of the things that kind of maybe brought us a bit closer in that sense. I've never had any reason to fight, but there was like,
but you love each other.
Yeah, of course, of course. But there is like when I was growing, you know, when I was growing up, but there was like a mentor in that sense, like to me. So like the way elder brothers, or like I don't see any reason why I want to, you know. But Elijah was a bit closer in terms of age to me, so and you know, that rapport was there and all that. And of course, one of the things that even brought us closer to each other. And thank you, mommy. I really appreciate you for giving me wonderful siblings. Honestly, what do you want or wish the most for your kids, basically?
I wish them better life, more than our life. I want them to love God. Because loving God is awesome. I want them to fear God. It is not seeing God as anything you liloba or as a... No, but, you know, the Bible said it that the fear of God is the beginning of wisdom. It's the beginning. So I want them to fear the Lord because it guides every other aspect of their life. That is what guides us. There are some things that we just do it. Akashe, nani. But because of the fear of God in us, it's guided us. Kojeka ashubu. So I want them to follow suit. Fear the Lord. And at the same time, I want them to be at the edge. I want them to be at the edge. Because God has said it concerning them. I don't like laziness. I want them to be at the edge. I want them to prosper in all their ways. I want them to be an impact, it's somebody that impacts lives. That people around them, we see them and copy positive things about them. I want them to raise godly children. I want them to have wives, because they are all boys. I want them to have wives that they will love each other. They'll be able to communicate with each other. They will understand each other. They'll be able to impact lives together. They'll be able to love the Lord together. I want them to have every good desires of their life. Everything that they desire in their life. I want them to have, and at the same time, I want them, my wish is that I know there is kingdom of God. I know there is where God lives. I know there is where Jesus is. At that time, when this earth will end, I want to see my children. I want to see my husband. Though the Bible did not say maybe we are going to see male or female there. But I love seeing them, seeing their children and their wife gather together, rejoicing together in the presence of the Lord Jesus Christ. I want to see them fulfilled in this life. That is going to bring my... In fact, I don't want any of my children to go to hell. And I know they won't go to hellfire. They will live for Jesus because the fear of God is guiding them, is in them.
Yeah. Thank you, mommy. Yeah. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. If you could redo one thing in your life, right? What would it be?
If
you could redo one thing in your life, what would it be?
Redo. If I could redo one thing in my life, what will I do? I will always want to be a child of God. I will always want to love God all the days of my life. I will always want to worship Him and sing to Him all the time. I will always want to be in His presence. I will always want to love the Lord. That's it. Love Him more. Love Him more. Love Him more.
A very funny question just came to my mind right now. Like, have you ever wished to have a female child?
Yes, that's why we were named Ife.
were you guys expecting I was going to be a female child?
Yes, we were expecting, and you know that time we checked the sex of the children. It was somehow blinking then. When I was pregnant with Israel, all the things I bought were for the girls, ladies, girl child. Yes. So when the boy came again, I said, Oluwa Oshi. So I was desperate. I was thinking that this Omoyi, until then that he came and he named you Ife Oluwa. God's will.
Right.
But I enjoy having you. I enjoy having you because.
But do you think maybe the relationship would have been a bit different if there was like a female child in the midst
of us?
Do you think maybe what was like? I know. Okay, I don't want to assume, but I feel like maybe there's a limit to the kind of relationship you can have with your male children compared to when you have a female child. I don't want to assume, but I think so. But let's say there was a female child amongst us, what would have been that thing that you would have probably told her that you won't, that does not really apply to us in that sense?
Well, actually, I don't know. Because right from my youth, my husband loves a girl child. Maybe because of how God has made it that gay boys are male are attracted to female are attracted. When I was growing as a young one, so I love boys to be my friends, and I love to be in the company of boys because sometimes I would say I want more calling wakiman show for full wakiman so book I want the high. But when it comes to a gay child, but my husband loved, actually, it was my husband that was thinking of having a girl child. But I don't know, maybe I think I will be strict on the girl child. I will want to monitor her. I will, because I will want her to live a better life more than me, and I don't know what will have a boomerang into. I don't know.
Yeah, it's fine. So, Mom, I know this is very sad to say, but it's just like the reality of things, honestly. We won't live forever and ever on this heart, basically. So there's at some point would have to leave, of course, at a very old age, not at a very young age. I don't want you to leave now yet. But one question that I've had is what one thing would you always want me to like remember about you after you're gone?
I love to be remembered of the impact I've made in people's life. I love to be remembered.
Want me, mommy, me.
You.
Want me to be able to remember you for after you're gone.
Calling you all the time, me.
Oh God, guys, my mom calls me every single day.
I'm giving you motherly advice. Praying for you. Praying for you. I will not tell lie. I don't know. Anyway, God is there for you. I love you, Faye. I love all my children. I love you. love you, man. So I want to be remembered for praying for you all the time, wishing you well all the time, calling you all the time. Those are the things. Giving you positive advice.
Yeah. Mommy, you became a grandma, was it last year? Was it last year now?
Yes.
It was last year, yeah. What was like your first, I don't know, when you had the news, how did you feel? And the fact that your status changed from...
Very, very happy and excited.
What can you say about the baby also, like your first grandchild?
You know what, now? What is... Ire took after his dad. Completely. After her dad, completely. You know, sometimes when that girl, when I have a relationship with her, very innocent, very loving. You know, Ire, this sister that we did last, she was a bit strong, sick.
Okay.
So I was playing children cartoon with her. We now storm at a particular song that's crucified. Can you remind me of that song?
Above all powers,
above all power. When you know Ire was, she was shedding tears as she was listening to that song. She was not crying. You can see the emotion in her. I too was shedding tears when I saw tears on her. Very young, but I know, and do you know, as from then, the healing started. The healing started because she was having she was very hot, the temperature was hot. I was placing towel on her body to cool her down. But as she was, it was children that were, they replayed that song. It was not from the...
Okay.
So they were singing that song. I said, this girl has been connected to the blood, connected to Jesus. So, and you know, Ire, very loving a child. She will look straight to your eyes. When she smiles, you see sincerity of her in her. Yes, I was very glad having her. And I know God is going to keep that girl. She's going to be great. And the other ones that are coming.
That girl is very, very active. Like, I don't know. She just has that energy around her. And
she plays around, she jumps. She didn't want anybody to be unhappy around her. She do her own things.
Yeah. And, you know, just as you have mentioned about Bodhra, she's one character that I see also in her is that she knows what she wants. Like,
yes.
It's not about you disturbing. She knows what she wants and she goes ahead and gets what she wants.
She will go ahead. If she cannot do it, she will come and she will drag you to the place and tell you, this is what I want to. And...
So, Mommy, the last question. What would you want to tell... Of course, I don't have a grandchild now. I'm sorry, I don't have a child now, so don't worry. Just very soon. Hopefully, I don't know in the next how many years, but you should have. But what would you want to tell your grand or great-grandkids? Something that you want to tell them?
Number one, I would tell them to fear the Lord. I would tell them not to be a time waster, that they should do things at the right time. I would tell them to love people around them. I will tell them not to keep company of bad friends because enitabambari ulamanfi wajo. I will tell them that because they should know who they are, why God has brought them to life, and they must pursue it and fulfill it. Those are the things I would say. Not to waste time in life, because there is time for everything. There are many miracles I experience in life.
Okay.
Many miracles I experience in life. And it shows me every time that God is real. Even those miracles I experience, it is not because that I go to any pastor or anybody. It's a personal thing that I experience. And this God is real. This God is real. And at the same time, another thing is doing things like this at a particular time in your life. If you believe in yourself, you believe in God that is in you, just go ahead and do so. There are some things when I was young that came to my mind that I would have loved to be this, I would have loved to be. I was thinking, waiting for somebody that is going to push me to do it, not knowing that I can actually do it by myself, by taking a step at a time. Because, like my educational background, for instance, there are some things, there are some times I look at myself, but even when I am near, as I am growing older now, I discover that I can actually do this thing, no? So there is nothing difficult in it. If I take a step at a time, I will just discover that I achieve what I have in mind. So I want to advise people. Number one thing is that love God, fear Him, because He only might just be foundation of whatever thing. Bible is okay. Any abu buru lati no risu buburu lo ti ma ma run kanjade, but any rere lati no risu rere. So if you have the fear of God, that fear of God will guide your thoughts. It will guide your action. It will guide whatever you think. And by the time it guides whatever you think, it means you are thinking what God is thinking. The Bible said it, that if the spirit of He that raised Jesus Christ is in us, He's going to quicken our mortal body. So if you are a child of God, the thoughts, the source of what will be coming to your heart will be source from God. So, and if it is source from God, it is source of possibility. It is not source of impossibility. It's not going to be an immoral thought. It's not going to be a negative thought. It's not going to be a thought that is not of God. So, and if you act on the thought of God, it means whatever you lay your hands on that thought will prosper. So that's one of the things that I would have loved to tell people.
Okay. That's fine. But mommy, on the nightgown, so we have this tradition on Dotag on the show, that the last previous guest will leave a question for the current guest, basically. So that means the last guest left a question for you, and I want you to leave a question for the next person also. So the question that the last guest is asking you is, if you are not goal oriented, right? So the last episode we talked about goals and all. So he said, if you are not goal oriented, what would be like a grand vision for you to achieve? Like, what is like your major grand vision to achieve on this heart? I know, I am so sure your vision, your plan is to go to heaven. I know more, but on this heart, like, what is like your that grand vision for you, something that you have in mind that you want to achieve in this heart before you go, like a grand vision for you?
I think to me, that question to me is that as a person, everybody must have a goal in life. And it is your goal that guides your vision. Is the same thing, like, okay, you have a vision first, then your vision will determine how you will now set or prioritize your goal. So there must be, every human being must have a vision, and that vision, I don't know if I'm getting to something right. You must have a vision, what you want to become in life, however small it may be, maybe through the experience you had from your parents or the experience in your community, or your the any of the religion you belong to, you must have a vision, or this is what I want to become. And that vision will help you to set your goals, that this is my goals of achieving those vision. So a somebody that did not have a vision or a goal on it, we could say anything, okay, ni goal. O kan le je ko le ni o le je positive or negative vision ni, or goals ni. So you must have something you are pursuing, something you want to become. Then when we were young, sometimes those goals, oh man, look fake. Ah, kimat, because at a particular time, I can't we just discover that, maybe somebody that is saying, I want to become a doctor. When you were young, boya mommy etimu elos hospitali, or daddy etimu elos hospital, you see the way the doctors dress. But at a particular time, you just discover that at a particular age in your life, kini eka beresi ni yo, you forget about it. Though there are forces that does that, that will not allow you to omo le the doctor koni sheshe. Environmental forces, yourself, your own carelessness, and others like that. So, but at the same time, anytime you realize it, Mumatin deviate. If you see somebody that will remind you again, you pick it up and begin to do it at any time of your life. In as much as you still have life, you can still achieve your goal in life. Mm. So, I don't know whether I've answered the question or not.
Yeah, at least to your own best of understanding, really, because I think the last conversation that we had, the last guest, he was of the opinion that he works with having a grand vision, and he just allows life to, you know, he goes through life and looks at whatever it is that he's doing is in line with the grand vision. He's not really saying, I have goals, I must do this in that sense. So that's his own opinion concerning the way he views life. So, and you are coming with the opinion that everybody needs to have a goal for a particular grand vision. There's no problem with that. It's just different ideas of or different perspective in which people see life. So if you were going to be leaving a question for the next guest that will be coming on the platform, on the podcast, what would the question be? Any question that you want to ask the next person that will be coming on the platform, so the person can answer.
What is just coming to my mind is that in case in life you did not achieve your goals early in life, will you give up?
Okay, that's a very good question. That's a very, 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 very good question. So the next guest would be answering that question on Dotag. Mommy, I really, really, really want to appreciate you. Thank you for your time. I know you are very busy. I think you're even currently in school, so you're just able to just get a bit of time off just to be able to come on this podcast. I really, really appreciate you. Thank you so much for coming on this podcast. And I'm pretty sure my listeners would gain one or two things from our conversation today. And guys, in the last episode, I talked about a giveaway just to celebrate our 20th episode, and I talked about how to be involved in the giveaway. And I want to announce to everybody that we have a giveaway winner. His name is Onikepo Adeyemi. I'm not sure if I'm pronouncing his surname right. Yeah, Onikepo Adeyemi. So he has won 10,000 air as part of the giveaway to celebrate 20 episodes. So congratulations, Onikepo Adeyemi. And so as we go on, I don't know if there's still going to be any giveaway ahead, but I said I was going to announce it and also put it on our socials. Thank you guys for being a part. So please don't forget to subscribe to Dotag wherever it is you're listening from, Spotify, Apple Podcasts. Please, let's make this thing grow and reach more people. So thank you guys, and have a wonderful day. Bye.